Hello, fun people. I'm Isaac Carlson, and today we're looking into the question, who was Tai Lung's nephew? Well, it turns out that somehow the parents of Tai Lung, who left their snow leopard cub at the doorsteps of the Jade Palace, must have had more children during their lives, because in the series Legends of Awesomeness, we were introduced to a young snow leopard by the name of Peng, who was revealed to be searching for the infamous lost member of their family.
I'm searching for my uncle. His name is Tai Lung.
Prior to revealing his true family origins, though, Peng was simply a visitor of the Valley of Peace from the Valley Over, who was said to have been raised to become a potter, but he was also well known for being self-taught in Kung Fu. You see, at some point when he became a teenager, he set out into the world to find his uncle long before he actually knew Tai Lung's tale of betrayal, imprisonment, and destruction. Somehow Peng wasn't aware of the true story of his uncle, which left him vulnerable to repeat the mistakes of his family. You see, on his quest, he ended up in the Valley of Peace's Peace Jubilee, where he reluctantly was called upon to fight in the annual children's kung fu matches against the nephew of Temu Tai, the dangerous leader and king of the Qidan clan. In front of Master Shifu, Po, and the rest of the citizens of the valley, Peng revealed during the fight that he was a true prodigy of kung fu, as he performed with furious speed, agility, and power. And after rising victorious, the dragon warrior was shocked to discover that he had never been taught those skills.
I have no formal training.
Convinced that Peng was destined for greatness, Po welcomed Peng into the Jade Palace to train with him, and quickly he stunned and amazed everyone he met with his pure charisma, humor, and raw talent. Peng was a rising star in the Valley of Peace, was a committed student, and was growing attached to his new life until Po became jealous of Peng's success. Believing that he would be replaced by Peng's pure awesomeness, Po impulsively tried to send him away, claiming that she was the one who had decided he was unfit to train in the Jade Palace. And this was when the darkness within Peng was revealed.
I'll prove to Shifu he's wrong! You'll see! Peng! Peng! You'll all see!
In an attempt to prove how strong he truly was, Peng went after Temu Tai, believing that if he could take down the monstrous water buffalo, he could reclaim the honor and recognition he once had. He believed through pure aggression, rage, and his own might, the destruction he caused could prove his worth, but Po stopped him from murdering Temu Tai just before he'd be unable to turn away from this path.
I've practiced my kung fu with no expectations, no plans, no dreams! Until you gave me one! And then, Shifu snatched it away!
In Peng's rampage that mirrored that of Tai Lung, Po was forced to tell him the truth about his lie in hopes of stopping the young kung fu kid. And after Peng realized what he had allowed himself to become, he asked for forgiveness for allowing his anger to consume him, and he decided to continue on his travels. Just before he left, though, he naively revealed to Po that he was searching for Tai Lung, and that meant that he would soon return once he learned the truth. On his travels, Peng eventually learned that Po had already destroyed Tai Lung, which forced Peng to return to the Valley of Peace months later to confront his hero and his friend about the legend he had been told. When Po saw Peng again, Po did summon the courage to take responsibility for skadooshing a member of Peng's family, but this just led Peng to lash out against Po. The two warriors battled as the dragon warrior tried to explain that Tai Lung had allowed himself to be corrupted by power and that he needed to be stopped. While Peng didn't want to listen at the time, after that confrontation, Peng spoke to the citizens of the valley, and much to Peng's horror, Po's story was confirmed by everyone he spoke to. This forced him to internalize that his uncle was a monster, that his friend had done the right thing, and out of fear of what he might become, he decided he would turn away from Kung Fu.
Kung Fu is like poison. No, it's not. It makes you think you can do whatever you want.
But when Temu Tai discovered an Elysian artifact known as the Gong Lu Medallion, Po tried to bring Peng back to help him stop the warlord. Though Peng tried to stay away, because of Po's belief that he would never go down Tai Lung's path, and with the desire to help his friends, Peng returned to the Jade Palace to assist in the defeat of Temu Tai. But when Peng finally got a hold of the medallion, he was corrupted by its call. Peng embraced his power, fury, and desire for dominance words that stirred within him because of the magic amplifying his darkest thoughts. And this led him to again target Po when Po tried to take the medallion from him, as he believed Po was trying to destroy him like he had his uncle. Seeing that he was unable to get through to him, Po eventually disguised himself as Tai Lung using a shift stone to reveal to Peng how horrible, destructive, and evil Tai Lung's ideology was. He told Peng that if he allowed himself to remain under the control of the medallion, he would become like him. But luckily, Peng refused to let himself truly fall as far as Tai Lung had.
No, I'm not like you.
Even though Peng had proven that he was unwilling to embrace the darkness in his heart, he again rejected his life with Kung Fu, now that he had seen that deep down there was evil and a thirst for power. He wouldn't think of fighting again until he rediscovered the need for Kung Fu when he fell in love with another snow leopard named Lian. Through her, he realized that without Kung Fu, the common folk were helpless, especially since the masters of the Jade Palace, for the most part, kept their wisdom from the world. That led Peng and Lian to start their own Kung Fu club, which allowed them to start training the citizens who wanted to be able to protect themselves and who hoped to better understand the art of Kung Fu. Peng had a sense of purpose, and for the first time, he also felt happy. But when Shifu found out about the Kung Fu club, he believed the organization was just going to be filled with dangerous hooliganism and a growing number of vigilantes, so Po was sent to shut it down. But once Po saw that Peng was in charge and how empowered the students were becoming, Po joined in on the fun and assisted in mentoring the pupils for months. Even when bandits came to threaten the group, Peng was able to resist the call to evil, and the Kung Fu Club was able to fight off the criminals. And after Shifu saw all of this for himself, he praised Peng's accomplishments. With the success of their first Kung Fu Club, Peng and Lian decided to travel all across China to set up many more clubs so that they could continue to strengthen more helpless people. Through Peng's journey, he confronted the truth about his family and faced his darkest impulses, but he still found hope, and now will spend his days trying to use his power, knowledge, and wisdom to make a difference across the world. Fun people, videos like this come to you in part because of the support of all the wonderful people over on Patreon. I want my channel to be the place I didn't have when I was growing up. I'm working to make this the biggest and best place for Disney animation and movie fans, and if you want to push that mission forward and gain access to the exclusive show I produce over there called Behind the Magic, which is a video podcast that dives into everything I'm working on for YouTube and a variety of other secret ventures that are being developed, consider supporting through the link in the description. Thank you so much for watching, and of course, have a magical day.